In Tal Dalet, was ich sein, beschaffte Ani, wäre, wo er Heveltachas Hashemesh. It's another area of Hevel, right? Sort of an inhibiting kind of area which makes life narrow, unproductive. If you live Tachas Hashemesh, if you live your life in a worldly, Kashmistic kind of way, you have problems with the following Shailam. Yesh echot ve'en sheni, gam bein ve'ach ein loy, ve'en keitz lechol amoloy, gam einov, lasis ve'osha. You have somebody who's all alone. He doesn't have a son, he doesn't have a brother. He works hard, he builds up a fortune. And one day he has to ask himself, well, me and the omel and chasas nafshe mitoyva, what am I doing it for? I'm not going to take it along with me in the grave. What's the point of it? Gamze hevel ve'inyan rav. This loneliness is an inyan of hevel and rav. Toyva mashnayim in echad. Two are better than one. Asher yesh lo emsocha tov ba'amolam. Makes work worthwhile. Ki im yipolu ha'echot, yokem avero, v'ilu ha'echot sh'yipol en sheni la'akimo. One person falls, that he has nobody to pick him up. If you have two, the other guy will help him. Gam im yishku v'shnayim v'cham lohem. Two people lie down together, they have warmth, they generate warmth, they can be nene from each other's warmth. Ol echot eich yecham, v'yishku v'echot, ha'shnayim yamdu negdo. Chuta m'shuldosh lo'vim heiru yinosek, you have a threesome, it's even better. The dichotomy, the see, a person has a dual kind of existence. He has an individual existence and he has a communal existence. And all of you live in yeshiva. And I can imagine that each one of you has stories of the irksomeness of communal living. Right? Communal living isn't always pleasant. It gets on your nerves. If you haven't got your own Dalet Amos, constantly having to deal with people, you're thrown together with people, sometimes not of your own choice. And Amos is that, it's a Meshunadika Nes, really, what the Rebbein Shem does. When he gets a husband and wife to marry one another, to feel happy, harmonious together. Really, two people have each one has its own needs, each one has its own karchus ha-nefesh. And to find two people being able to interact perfectly and live together constantly, the emes is like it's a little minor nes or a major nes. One of the major problems in yeshiva is chavrusas, right? Not always easy to find a chavrusa with whom you get on. Tend to get on each other's nerves. Like, doesn't have the same siyata deshmaya as a husband marrying a wife. Hard, communal life is hard. People tend to get on each other's nerves. So there's a tendency for a person to want to demarcate his own area, his own territory. And the animal world is like that. I think they made analysis of how birds, animals act, right? Each one marks out its own territory, a larger territory, doesn't let anybody else come in there. There's a need for privacy, there's a need for a person to have his own Dalet Amos. That's a reasonable and real need. And the other reasons why a person wants to stay away from other people. First of all, it's a tendency of jealousy. Constantly together with other people, so you're constantly irked by what the other fellow has. in a very unadmirable kind of way, it would be his physical possessions. He has a nicer suit than I have, he has a nicer car or bike than I have, in a more elevated but no less painful way. He has a better head than I have, he's a bigger muscle than I have, he is looked up to more than I am. Jealousy, kinna, can be a very, very hurtful experience. As I'll say, kinna is maitzi as ha'adam in ha'olam. It's one of the three things as maitzi ha'adam in ha'olam. Uvikav atzamos kinna, Pasuk says that. Kinna, jealousy, is something which can be so serious, it eats away at a person's bones, it eats away at a person's whole metzias. Bones, a skeleton. It's the thing which makes you stand upright, right? It gives you your anushias, it gives you your malchus. Malchus, Chazal says, is koimus kufa. So, a person's ability to stand upright, that's a skeletal function. So, kinna, rekav atzomes kinna, jealousy, can eat away at a person's malchus, a person's kingship, a person's menschlichkeit. It eats away at his sense of self-worth. Horrible sickness. Kinna is a terrible, terrible sickness. You know, the interesting Ramban in the mitzvah of Ahavta L'Reicha Kamoicha. It's in the Torah of Ahavta L'Reicha Kamoicha. So what does it mean? Does it mean that I have to love my friend as I love myself? Ramban says that's a tough thing to say. You can't love your friend as much as you love yourself, because self-love is the very most basic human instinct that there is. I mean, Tinuk ben Yoimoy loves himself. The instinct of self-preservation, child has a fear, loud noise, sense of falling, whatever it is that an infant does have. But that's noivea from the instinct of self-preservation. I'm absolutely in the center of my consciousness. We talked about that last time. So what's this business of Ahavta L'Reicha Kamoicha? I'm supposed to love you as much as I love myself. It's impossible. I love myself more. So the Raman says that's taka not what you're mechuyev to do. That's not what the Torah is mitzvah. But it says that the teva is of a person, I may be very happy for you if you have something good. It gives me a lot of pleasure, provided I have the same or something nicer. But let's say that you have something nicer than I have. So that hurts me. I don't want you to be better than I am. It doesn't cost me anything, because either way I don't have it. So what's happening if you do have it? That's what the Torah says. Be happy in his simcha. I don't know whether there's an English word for it. In Yiddish they say, yanim tzefaginim, which means to be happy in what he has. Not to begrudge it. In English you only have the negative, yeah? I begrudge you something. I begrudge it. I wish you didn't have it. So the Vahavta L'Reicha says, don't. What does it cost you? L'Reicha, it says. It doesn't say Es Reicha. It says, Vahavta Es Hashem Elokechem. That would mean you have to love your friend. Vahavta Es Reicha K'mocha would mean you have to love your friend. And that's too hard. But Vahavta L'Reicha means throw love his way. Be nice. Be happy. Doesn't disturb you in a practical way. It's hard to say if he disturbs you in a practical way, you should love him. If he takes your seat, hard to love him. But if he doesn't take your seat, but he has a nicer seat than you have, so your seat you have anyway the same. So it wasn't up to the minute whether he has a nice one. Love him like you love yourself. Tendency is not to. What's that? Kinna. I want to be the top banana. I want to be the one who's on top of the heap. Kino, rekav atzomos kino. Terrible chuvn of a person. And all the bad midas out. Chloikus. Simcha le'ed. Kino is a terrible thing. And in a community, it's easy to be a nichshol, because it's a constant shtech. See, I can lock myself up in my apartment and not know what's going on by the other fellow. So what I don't know doesn't hurt me. If I'm very, very kinno-prone, so then I'd be sitting there biting my nails, wondering what the other guy's doing. But I can distract myself. But if I'm in a community living together with other people, so I'm constantly thrown up against the fact that the other person may have something which I don't have, and that hurts. So there's a tendency perhaps to not expose oneself to that. And there's Rabbeinu Yoino. Rabbeinu Yoino. There's a pasuk, L'sa'avo yivakesh nifrod, which Rabbeinu Yoino teaches somebody who's got physical tithes tends to be a loner. He tends to be somebody alone. He separates himself from friends. First of all, because in order to indulge his tithe, he needs that privacy. Second of all, because he's so involved with his own gutsinus, so people shy away from him. So even though it's more than obvious that what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants from us is really communal life, right? It's posh like that, that the world is based on an assumption of communal living. But there's a tendency to seek aloneness. But Kohelet says that's a hevel, which is tachas ha-shemesh. Yeah? You have a person who, because of these motivations, or other motivations, seeks to be alone and wants to keep away from people. Misanthropy, somebody who doesn't like people, he doesn't like, just keep out of my head. I want to be alone. I can't take other people. So Kohelet says that's a sad thing, it's a sad state. It's a sad state to be in. Yeah. Yesh echod ve'en sheinim. Yam ben v'ach en lo'em. Ve'en keitz v'chol amol lo'em. Because Emes is there, the first is alone. So everything which he does, he has to do by himself. Right? The advantage of living in a community is that we can help one another. You take care of this, I take care of that. If I have a ben, if I have an ach, we can work together, we can function together. Explaining to somebody how the function of a Hirsch learns, the function of a wife should be an Ezer Kenegdoi. Right? Lo tov heyos heodom levadoi. Ese lo Ezer Kenegdoi. That's the function of a wife, is to be an Ezer Kenegdoi. So, what's that? So, Shem Shem Hirsch says very interestingly, he says, Ezer, Ezer means help. But what kind of help? So you know his shitta of the interchangeable letters. So it says if you trace the words which belong to the same family group as Ezer, so you have, for example, Aleph Tzadik Resh, Otzar, which is a storage place, Otzar. Then you have Ein Tzadik Resh, which is to hold back, or Otzar is Hashemayim Lo Yemota. Then you have Ezer, Aleph Zayin Resh, that's a belt. Then you have Osa, that's the to imprison, to lock in. Maybe a couple of other ones. So all these things have the connotation of limiting, of inhibiting, making a small circle. An Oitza, the place where I store, I take all the things in the field and put it into one place. Otsa is to hold back, Otsa is a Shamayim Lo Yemota. Prevent the rains from spreading out. I'm holding them back. Ezer is a belt. Osa is like in prison. So Ezer is the help by limiting and therefore defining more clearly the husband's functions. Right? In other words, if his activities, if his needs to function spreads over a wide area, so then you can't devote so much care to each part. If you, any of you are shutterbugs, take photographs, right? You know, if the opening is very wide and you cover a large area, so it's not so sharp, the focus is not so sharp. Each part that comes into the picture is less clear. You focus it on a very narrow thing, so then it's sharp and clear. So Ezer Kenegdo is that the help which the wife gives the husband is by being mitzamtzem the field of his activities. If I don't have a wife, have to do my own washing up, I have to do my own laundry, I have to do my own cooking, I have to do my own this, I have to run my household, besides everything else which I have to do. And really, I can't devote as much time, much energy to what I ought to be doing. She's an aser, she is an inhibiting force, she is in some sense the area of his activity, and in that sense she helps him. So, but this person who's alone, the ein keitz v'cholam olad. On the other hand, gam ein ov lasis ba'oishav. See, that's a funny thing. It's a terrible truth, a sad truth. The person is all alone. So, whatever he does, he's always doing with himself in mind, right? That's all the person he has to care about. He doesn't have anything else to care about. So whom does he care about? He cares about himself. So suddenly it becomes very important that all the things that he does. Ein ov lasis ba'oishav, he wants more and more. Because he's constantly in the center of his own awareness, and his needs and his desires and his opportunities loom very, very great, and loom very, very high. And the emma says, "Lemi ani omer lemchases nafshim mitoyva." Yeah, like the conflicting hergish of that is, like, why should I? So you find people sometimes living alone; they don't eat right, they don't live right, they don't do it. Well, what's the point? It's only for myself. So. Living alone is a sad state. It's a hevel which is tachas hashamash. Then it describes why it's so much nicer to live together. You can help each other, you can warm each other, you can support each other. Aganza nicer. So why is it taka that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants us to be communal people, do you think? In other words, given that the way the world is created, community is a very, very important part of our living. We do need to live in communities. Not necessarily, I mean, living in yeshiva is an artificial kind of communal living. It's not really a normal state of life. Normal state of life would be in a family unit, parents, brothers, sisters, cousins, aunts, uncles. That would be the normal mahalach of living. So for whatever reasons it is, live in yeshiva. So that's a little more artificial, but in the normal family situation, that's how you live with people. So why do you live with people? Why do you have to live with people? Why do you think Hashem made it that we should have to live with people? What's wrong? We have a gut feeling that a person who lives as a hermit is a little strange. He's not the kind of, there must be something wrong with him. It's not really what Hashem wants. Hashem wants us to interact with people. Why? Why does the Rebbeinu Shel Olam want us to interact with people? So really one can delineate perhaps two areas, two reasons why community is very, very important. Well, take the negative one first. You know that Chavis HaLvavis asks a major kasha. Chavis HaLvavis in the Shah B'Tochen asks a problem. He has a problem. So there's a person, it's a maimon, and he knows that Hashgacha, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, looks after everybody. And it's from the Kriya Emunah that Mizaynoysof Shel Odom Ketzuvim Loim Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, that a person gets a fixed amount of panosa from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So really, a person rushing around trying to make a living isn't really doing very much, because it's all from Hashem anyway. He has to do it because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants him to do it. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants us to be mishtadel for our panosa. But really, it all comes from Hashem. So the Chazal asked him, so why taka? So what's been a taka mechuyev? Why does Hashem run such a strange world? That if all my panosa and everything which is due to me, taka comes to me from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, so why play the charade? Why play the game? Who am I kidding? I'm supposed to do the work. On the other hand, I'm supposed to know that it all comes from Hashem. So let's cut out the kidding and sit back a place and sit down and learn whatever it is you're supposed to do. And let the Rebbeinu Shel Olam send panosa. What do I have to go rushing around for and doing something which is really meaningless? So he has two answers. And those answers, he at least feels, are nagel halacha, richtig to know. The first answer is because habatolo mevi lide shiamon. You don't have anything to do, you're going to waste time, you're going to get yourself into trouble. It's good to be busy. The Bhajan wants us to be busy. Which is really a funny kind of answer, come to think of it. So I'm supposed to run around like a chicken without a head, chasing customers and building bridges or whatever it is that I'm doing. Yeah, but like it's busy work, because it doesn't mean anything, because my parnos is going to come to me anyway. But it's good to have something to do. It's the first answer. That's not naget what we're talking. Second answer is, which is naget what we're talking. He says, because the marketplace is a wonderful place to test us in our emunah in Hashem. In other words, in the interaction with other people, when I chase around trying to make my living, working with people, under people, over people, next to people, dealing with them, selling them, buying, hiring, renting. So there, we can really test, a person can test himself, how Erlich Yid is here. It's a very, very wonderful testing ground. And it's such a schwer testing ground. It's Yainus. So terribly, terribly big out in the market. We don't even know what an Nisoyan is. Right? When it gets down to you're sitting in your office and with one stroke of the pen or with one sentence more or less on the telephone, you can lose a few thousand dollars, you can make a few thousand dollars. The Yainus are very, very, very great. So it says that Rabbi Yisrael wants to give us an opportunity to move in a situation where the love, fear in which I live of Hashem should be tested. The Lemaisa of the Chavis Havavos answers, which is Nageya to every yeshiva bracha to know, is that the Chavis Havavos time is, that being so, that the only reason why Hishtadlus is necessary is either because I shouldn't battle, I should have something to do, or because the Rosh wants to test me whether I'm a good person. So, if I know how to use my time, and if it's obvious anyway that I'm a good person, so then I don't have to take place in the whole charade. So, Mishnah of Toiv, Toirim, Derech Eretz, Shehiyas, Shneim, Ashkachas, Ovein. The Mishnah says that it's good not only to learn, but also to work, also to have a panosa. It's not an absolute statement. In other words, it's a true hadracha to a person who, if he wouldn't be learning, would be wasting his time. So better than waste your time, go and run a computer. Better than waste the time, go and build a bridge, operate on a person, whatever it is that you're supposed to do. Right? But if you're not going to waste your time anyway, because you're going to sit and learn, what's the other reason? To test me. Zayan Erlich Hayid. Show your love to Hashem in other areas. Act within the learning reality in such a way that it's obvious that if you were exposed to other Nisyanis, you would be going with them just as much. That's the obligation. What you can do is to sit down and learn. So next time somebody asks you, what are you guys doing sitting in the koilel? Toiv toirem der heret. Tell them the Chavis Havavos. I'm the kind of person who knows how to use my time, and I'm manifestly a Goyser Tzaddik, but because you can only say that if it's true. So what's the Eitz? So the Eitz is to make it true. And then you won't have any problem. So that's what the Chavis Havavos says. So one reason why the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants us to move in society, wants us to function with people, is to test us. Hard. Why is it hard, right? Very hard. Think a person would live alone on a desert island. Never have a Yetzer Hara to talk about Lashon Hara. Life would be boring, no? Like this in a society, so constant struggle, a constant milchama. So you can get somewhere. That is another reason why communal life is important. Maybe I've mentioned this to you. Did you ever talk about the Ramban in the Torah Sa'odam? Yes, no, all right, well, it bears repeating. You know, the Ramban has a Sefer Torah Sa'odam. Torah Sa'odam, I'm sorry. Teures Ordnung. Der Ramban, Sefer Hilchot Avelus, das heißt, es starts when a person is sick, and then it goes down to the Dinim of Gesisa, and Nisa, Kruge, Tare, all the Dinim of surrounding the end of a person's life. So, in his Hakdama, the Ramban discusses over there a very, very important question. He says, what is a person's attitude to life supposed to be? It says that among the Greek philosophers, there was a shitta that it's desirable to be as little involved as possible with anything outside yourself. So the students once asked Aristotle, they asked him, why are you always happy? Aristotle was always happy, he always had a smile. A nice person, a happy person, a satisfied person. Never upset about anything. So they asked him, why are you happy? So he answered them, because there's nothing in this world that I value so much that its absence should bother me. Right? In other words, what makes a person unhappy? He has a certain need. Well, he wants this and this thing, and he doesn't have it, so he's sad. Or put it in a more mentionable way, in the context in which the Ramban is talking, somebody whom he loves dies. So he misses that person, so he's sad. But Aristotle said, I'm not makusha to anybody. There's nobody and nothing that I care about enough that his absence, or the object's absence, should bother me. So I'm always happy. Now, Aristotle doesn't mean that the zombie. Neither. Right? I'm not amazed that Aristotle reached the peak of human perfection without Torah. I mean, as high as you can get without the Rabbanish and without Torah. But he was a very, very fashionable person. So the answer is that his shitta was concentrate completely within yourself, your goodness, your wisdom, your chashivas, your distancing yourself from physical chasroinus. And don't wean yourself away from all other associations. There's nothing in this world that matters other than yourself, your own aliyah ruchnis. The Ramban says that's not true. That's not what the Torah says. And he points to Hilchos Avelos, where the Torah does want us to be upset when somebody dies. That the Torah wants us to be involved with people. Of course I can train myself not to love anybody so much that his death should bother me. Rabban says here, but I want you to love. I want you to love your relatives, I want you to love your wife, your children, your friends. And I want you, if they die, to suffer, to be sorry, to mourn them. So really you have to learn this Ramban together with another Ramban, Chumash, by Loses Koidedu. The Torah says that you're not allowed to injure yourself, the heathens used to injure themselves, they used to slash themselves, to cut themselves as marks of Avelus. So that the Rabban Hashem says, that I don't want you to do. So Ramban explains over there. It's because it says, Boni matem Hashem elakechem, v'sizkoidedu, v'sizimu kocho v'nenechem l'meis. So why Boni matem Hashem elakechem? Why the introduction of Boni Hashem? So Ramban says, look, the Rabban Hashem loves you, he's your father. And it's Choshev Machashavos, Levilti Yidach Mimeno Nidach, there's going to be life after death. Nish Gefelech, the person who dies is going to a more closer relationship to Hashem. It's not something to go crazy about. It says, the Torah doesn't ask us sorrow. The Torah doesn't ask us to be sad. It's just because any parting is sad, right? Even if the person doesn't die. But let's say you have a close friend or somebody and he goes away and you know you're not going to see him for a long time or ever, you're sad. Nothing to do with his dying. You're sad because you love him. So the Torah doesn't forbid us to be sad when somebody dies.
But to go and wound yourself and to do all kinds of crazy things, that not. That shows a lack of emunah. That shows a lack of awareness. That bonim atem l'shem alakecha. So the Torah wants us to be involved with other people. Right? Don't wean yourself away from human relations. Care about people. Love people. Be involved with people. But the question is why? Why isn't Aristotle right? What do I need the whole sorry business for? Let me wean myself away. Let me make myself uncaring. And I'll save myself a lot of pain. A lot of times you see that. The push, that's a gut instinct which people have. Say somebody was hurt very badly. Children were abused by their parents or some such thing, or they lost a parent. You find them, you know, unwilling to establish new relationships. They don't want to be hurt again. They don't want to love somebody as much again, so that they should be hurt once again by losing them. So what do we do with a child like that? We send him to a child psychologist. We try to get him out of himself. But we want children to, anybody, want ourselves to care. We want to care about people. Now, why, Tucker, do we want to care about people? So I don't know. The Ramban doesn't say, but I imagine that the reason is because there's no way of caring about Hashem if we can care about people. Very important to say. Because the emes is that with all the Torah which we learn, and all the emes which we know, that the Rabbi Hashem is not a goof, and by Yasikev, Mikroy, goof, whatever all the dinim are, the Rabbi Hashem is devoid of any physical aspects, any physical properties. However, when the bottom line is said and done, we can only relate to the Rabbi Hashem as just another person. Now we know he's not a real person, and we know that he doesn't have a goof. About place and time. These are all things in theory. But the only way we can relate to anything is in the way that we're trained. We need to relate to Hashem as we relate to our fellow men. The Goy came to Hillel, and he asked Hillel to be Megaya him while he's standing on one foot. So Hillel said to him, "Man, the son of the father of the son, you don't like having it done to yourself, don't do it to your friend." Shaila is, how is that a, that's the title, that's Kolak Sarah Kola, the Eid of Perusha, Zil, Gemaya. The rest is all commentary. So you have the Shaila. How is that an Av for the Ben Odom Namokans? It's an Av for the Ben Odom Chaveras. How is it an Av for the Ben Odom Namokans? So Rashi says, where does the din come from? Man the son in law lechavot leisavet. That's a prat in the pasuk of v'ahavta l'reicha kamecha. So Rashi says, who's reicha? The Rabbi Hashem is reicha. Yeah, it says reicha v'reia avicha al tazav. The Rabbi Hashem is called reia. The Rabbi Hashem is our friend. So mimele, this concept is a mokka from ben odom lamokans also. When you ask somebody to do something, would you like him not to do it? He wouldn't, right? So why do it to Hashem? Hashem asks you to keep Shabbos, keep Shabbos. Hashem asks you to... No? So that was Hillel's answer. But the big news in that piece of Gemara is that that's a terrifically chiddushic azak, that a motivating force for me to want to do a mitzvah is because I don't want to disappoint Hashem. I want Hashem to feel good. I don't want him to feel bad by my not doing it. That's what Hillel said. You wouldn't like to be disobeyed, so why subject the Rabbi Sharon to that? So what Hillel is really saying is that we need to relate to the Rabbi Sharon as our friend. So how do I know how to relate to a friend if I don't have friends? How can I learn to care about Hashem if I don't care about anybody else? So in Mela, the Torah puts us into a communal situation. Hard as it is, difficult as it is, it's also the Torah, it's all complicated. Just because it's difficult, that's why the Rabbi Hashem wants us there, in order to test us, in order to make us mention people we want to live with. But even ignoring that, that even though it's so hard, the Rabbi Hashem wants to throw us into communal relations. He wants to throw us into situations where I have to relate to you. Because there's no way that I can relate to the Rabbeinu without relating first to my friend. So it is important. That's Tovim HaShnayim in effort. I've got to be able to live with you. Finally, you know, very important question in communal life.
Because really, it's not only by looking at you that I can look at myself. In other words, my hasodas of myself, my expectations of myself, really come from you. You talked about the nasty kind of kinnah before, right? The kavat somas kinnah, kind of jealousy, which makes a person's bones erode.
But then there are other ways of relating. When I see how good you are, how nice you are, and what's possible, so that's mechayev me.
Oh, you live in a community, nobody who always does exactly what he's supposed to be doing. Other in any community, there's so much good, and there's so much aliyah, and so much elechkeit, which goes on. A wonderful opportunity, live in a yeshiva like this, you see so much good. It's a masmud, yes, I said, well, why can't I learn with that kind of masmud? See that he's nice, why can't I smile at somebody? You learn a lot about yourself. Incidentally, that's why the mitzvah in the Torah is called Odom, because that's an important mitzvah. Now, why is it that the Rabban Shem is so makbid? When I see you do something, I should be done you the kafsos. I should make the best possible explanation for it. And says poshut, because my friend does bad things, so then it becomes okay for me to do bad things, right? I need that you should be Elach in order to help me to be Elach. In other words, it's not so much Ben Odom L'Chaveiro that I'm supposed to be done you with Kavsos, it's Ben Odom L'Atzmo. What are you going to do if all the people around you are going to be doing bad things? So you're going to be the only tzaddik. So then it's okay to do bad things. If they can do bad things, you'll do bad things. If you always bend over backwards, you always see the best of people, you only see the nice things that they do, and if they do something not so nice, you also see that it's nice, or you understand why, you try to find a hesber for it, you try to find a meaning for it. So then your own aliyah becomes so much easier, because when you're surrounded with nice people, it's so much easier to be nice than if you're surrounded with nasty people, because then you're all alone. So those would be the reasons why the Rabbeinu Shalom throws us into a community, and that is what Kahel has taught us over here, that although there are difficulties, there might be motivations why a person might want to shy away from relationships, but the Ratzon Hashem, the Emes, is plunge into it, live with people, make friends, learn to live with them. You have superiors, learn to relate nicely to them. You have inferiors, you have people below you, know how to be a mensch. And in that way, you'll have the shlemus of your avodah. Yes, Adam.
In the Quran, at this point, you talk to Shaman. So in Cain, it could come out to be fakir, but it could talk to the Shaman.
Well, no, I see like this, that what he's saying is that the Ratzon to be alone is the Tachas HaShemeshtika Ratzon. Right? In other words, you understand, he keeps himself away. Why doesn't he want to marry? Why doesn't he want to get into things, right? Because he's Tachas HaShemesh. Like we said before, like why does a person want to seek solitude, right? Because the Tavo Levakesh, Yevakesh Nifrod, and this kind of thing.
Yeah, that's he's doing it. The reason why he wants to be by himself is the top of the Shamash way, but if he wants to do it for the top of the mind.
Yeah, then phenomenal. Well, then he won't do it in an exclusive way. You understand? You always have tzaddikim who weren't going to misfight it, and you know, that's a legitimate way of avoid it, as long as you don't make it a deal of life.
But I mean, so let's say top of the Shamash, but we're looking at that point of view, which would be better? Community way,
communal
way, or individual way?
According to the Ramban and the Torah, so then the community. As a klal, there will be times, there may be times when a person has to seek aloneness. Right? I mean, that, you know, that none of these things are universal.